Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
And welcome to Victorious Living. We thank God for you. We thank God for you. And we bless you today. We bless you. Yes, as we bless the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. We bless him. Be not anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Philippians 4, 6 through 7. What a mighty God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, God, for this minute, this moment that you have given us, God. Only you could give it to us, God. And we just want to say thank you, God. Thank you, God, for this minute, this opportunity that you have allowed us to come and share and learn together, God, your word, oh God. And we thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for Jesus, oh God. We just continue blessing. We lift him up and we speak boldly about Jesus. Oh, we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you. Have not been for Jesus, where would we be? Yes, yes, we just come lifting up families all over the world, God. Families, God. Master, we know that you ordain families, God. You ordain families, Master. And we just come lifting up families right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up those that are sick, God. Those that don't know they're in the world, God. Master, we just ask, oh God, if you could just touch him, God. Just touch him, God. Master, we know that you have power. You have power in the hem of your garments, oh God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch, God, as only you could do, Master. And we will be careful. We will give you all the glory. We will give you all the honor in Jesus' holy name. In Jesus' holy name. Yeah, Jesus' name. We thank him. We thank him. We thank you, God. Yes, 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 yes. We bless you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And we thank God for everyone that's here. We thank God for those who are listening, wherever you are. You could be on your porch. You could be in your backyard. You could be sitting on a quiet creek right now. Yeah. We thank God. We thank God for your ears. Yeah. Bless your holy name. Bless you. Bless you. Yes, 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 we bless God. And we thank him. Yeah, we thank him. We thank him for allowing us to come together, for allowing us to have wisdom and understanding that he alone has given us. Yes, we thank him. We thank him. We want to move quickly into our lesson. Yeah, yes, yes, yes. We know that we have all just come out of the resurrection. Yeah, we're in the resurrection right now. We're in it. We're in the resurrection. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And we thank God. We thank God. We're going to move quickly into our lesson. And when was the first time you ever got quiet and listened to the birds chirping? Chirping in the tree. When? When was the first time you listened to what someone said to you, but you listened because you were quiet? That's why you listened. You listened because you were quiet. When was the first time someone told you they love you and you really heard them? Coming from heart to heart. Could it be because you listened? Learning to be quiet is very important. It's important for the spiritual man. Yeah, for us to be quiet, to listen as how to be in tune with our own bodies. Are you listening to me? Yeah, to listen, to be quiet, to listen. Your spirit man desires you to be quiet He desires you to be quiet. Yes. Every loud command, every loud comment, excuse me, doesn't have to come from you. Every loud comment does not have to come from you. Listen to that. To be still. To be still and know. Excuse me. To be still. The inadvertent. This is the one who is silent. He's silent. And he's usually very quiet, this character. Some reasons to be quiet. You're approachable. You're very approachable. Yeah. And you're much easily for someone to speak to. This is when you're being quiet. When you're being quiet, you are a great listener. You are listening. Yeah. Listening. Yes. Yeah. You usually have a humble spirit when you're quiet. Yeah, you're not boisterous. You're not hooping and you're not hollering because your spirit is quiet. Yeah. You're slow to speak when you're quiet. Yeah, yeah. Some physical aspects of being quiet, some physical ones, to restore. So that means to return, to bring back, to reinstate. Yeah, all of this can happen. Being quiet. Being quiet. Peace. Glory to God. A state of calmness. Being quiet. Healing. Healing. Healthy again. Being sound again. When you're being quiet. Yeah. So when you're being quiet, you're being in tune to the spirit man that God has placed inside of you. Yeah, to be quiet means to be still and to know. To be still and hear. To be still and listen. Yeah. How many times do we take time to be in the presence of God and to be quiet? We say what we desire to say, but do we give him a chance? Do we get quiet enough for God to speak to us through our listening ears? Yeah. Listen. Your mind. You. To be quiet. Your body, calmness. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 3 and 4 tells us your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as braided hair and the wearing of gold jewelry and fine clothes. That's not what beauty is all about. But you can't tell this world. You can't tell this world that. Huh? Beauty should not come from clothes and makeup and hairdos. Neither gold bracelets or necklaces. But look a little closer. The beauty is deep. The beauty is so deep it's buried. It's buried in a place that we don't put on display. We don't ever display this. We don't ever display the spirit of quietness. We don't ever the spirit of meekness. Low-key. Soft-spoken. Temperament. We never even acknowledge these spirits. Because we are so loud and boisterous, we don't even see many that are around us who are soft-spoken. We don't see them. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and 16 It says for us. It says that may the Master of Peace himself give you the gift of getting along with each other at all times. Did you hear what I said? I didn't say sometime. I didn't say today and not tomorrow. At all times, in all ways, in all ways. Regardless if someone says something that you don't agree with or not, allowing them to have the opportunity to disagree is okay. Yeah, it's okay. Because everybody's not going to agree all the time on the same thing. Huh? Talk to me. Talk. Listen to what I'm saying. It says here, may the Master be truly among you. See, you want God present. And you want him to be present all the time, not just when you feel like you call God and he call him over here right now, and then when you don't want him anymore, you send him back to where he came from. No, that is not how we engage with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. No. We put him on. We put that spirit on and we don't take it off. Why? Because we want to keep calmness. We want to keep the low key. Huh? We want to be relaxed. We want to be quiet. We want to hear what he has to say to us. Huh? Listen, in order for you to have peace with yourselves, you must give peace. You must have peace with others. You must have peace with others. The quietness, the peacefulness, it comes from God. Man does not have this form of peace. Man does not have this quietness. Only God. Oh, yeah. Only God. Huh? Slow down. Slow down, my brother. Slow down, my sister. Slow down and get quiet. Psalms 46 and 10, it says to be still. To be still and to know that I am God. God's people are commanded to be still. Huh? The imperfect gives a solemn duty to those in a covenant relationship with God. If you're in a relationship with God, your relationship is a covenant. It's an agreement. Yeah, as God did with Israel in the Old Testament. But today, it is given to you, those who are in Christ, the Christians, the believers in Christ. Yeah, this is who we're talking to, the believers in Christ. Learn to shut down. Learn to turn off the light. Turn off the phone. Turn off the computer. Yeah. And many times, turn off you. You need to turn you off. Am I talking to anybody? Being quiet. Being quiet. Expecting God to come in and sit and sup with you. Yeah, it takes your effort. Your effort first. He's not going to force himself in. He's not going to come in and tear down everything and close everything up. He wants you to do your part. Your part is to prepare. Prepare. You remember the bridegrooms? Yeah, and the maids? Remember? Huh? Prepare for the oil. You're preparing. Yeah. The Hebrew word shabak is to ease. It's to ease or to stop. Yeah. God stopped. He stopped his work. He ceased creating on the seventh day. He stopped. Not because he was tired, not because he was exhausted, not because he could not go any longer, but he had completed his creations. Glory to God. Huh? Yeah. Am I talking to anybody? He paused. He went into delay. Yeah. No more physical activities. None. He went into a state of relaxation, a state of being quiet. The children of Israel. The children of Israel were told to rest. Why? Because the only thing they were used to was work, 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 work. That's all they did was work, work. Mm-hmm. The law of Moses taught them. Mm-hmm. The law of Moses taught was to do no work at all on the seventh day. No work at all. Why? Because they were always working. Mm-hmm. Always working. And never acknowledging God, never being able to go and worship, never having quiet times. Yeah, never. Look at this. If an apple was to fall to the ground, mm-hmm, God commanded them not to even pick it up, to let it stay right there. Because during their captivity, the children of Israel did not rest. They had no quiet time. Quiet time is essential. Quiet time is essential to connect to God. Are you listening to me? So the question is this. Have you ever had to listen to the Spirit say, peace be still? Have you ever had to listen to that? Have you ever heard the Spirit say that to even you? Peace be still. Glory to God. Huh? Yeah, we know that Jesus spoke this. He spoke this during the storm that was on the sea. When the sea was raging. Yeah. He said what? Peace. Huh? Let's look at that. Let's turn quickly to Mark chapter 4, verse 38 through 39. Glory to God. Look at this. Relax yourself. Let it go. Unwind. Put your feet up. Huh? Take a long hot shower. Yeah. To be quiet. To be quiet is so essential. To be quiet, the body needs quiet time. Mark chapter 4, verse 38 says, Jesus was in the stern. He was there sleeping on a cushion. A stern is like a room in the back just a ship, something that's like hidden, you know, out the way. Well, he was back there and he was asleep. He was sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him up and said to him, they were howling, they were screaming, had a loud voice. This was not any form of relaxation. Nobody was calm. Everybody was upset. And they said, teacher, don't you care? Don't you care, teacher, if we drown? Yeah, think about that. So they were howling. Yeah, this was an escalated tone of voices. And it wasn't one voice. It was them, all of them. They were howling because they were upset. They were frightened. They were fearful. Huh? Verse 39. He got up. Glory to God. He got up. Are you listening to me? And he rebuked. He rebuked the wind. And said to the waves, he said, quiet. Be still. Glory to God. Quiet. Be still. Listen at that. Then the wind, listen at that. The wind died down, completely calm. Are you listening to me? Glory to God. Could it be that we don't have quietness because we don't open up our mouths? We don't speak to situations. We don't speak to fear. We don't speak to anxiety. We don't speak to worry. We don't speak to all those uncertainties that come in and try to captivate us. We let them run rampant in our lives. And here we see that Jesus spoke it. Yeah. He rebuked that. What does rebuke mean? Rebuke simply means go away. We do not want you here today. At no time do we want you. Huh? Rebuke. Go away. Glory to God. So you tell it. You open up your mouth and you speak it. And you say, for it to move in the name of Jesus. Because he has given us that authority. But could it be that we do not have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, that will keep our hearts, will keep our minds? Hallelujah. Because we don't demand quiet peace. We don't demand peace. We don't feel that we deserve to have quietness. Many of us feel that if we are quiet, then we feel that cheating. We're cheating the rest of the family because we took out time just to be quiet. Huh? To reassure someone that, just to relax. Yeah. Could it be that we feel guilty when we're quiet? We're here today. We see in these scriptures that God demands us to be quiet. He desires for us to have peace. It doesn't mean that we are weak or that we don't care about anyone because we seek quietness. The wise learns. Listen to this. The wise will learn how to take care of the body. And then he or she will execute those findings. Once you learn, then you do. Yeah, you execute it. You allow it to become a part of you. You allow it to become a part of your everyday life. Knowing that you need quietness. You need quiet time. You need to hear from God. Yeah. You don't need to do all the talking all the time. Huh? Talking to anybody. Anybody can understand what the Spirit is saying to us about going into meditation. The Bible talks about that we are to meditate. What? Day and night. Yeah. To meditate. Huh? To meditate is when we're in a peaceful spirit. We're in a peaceful way when we meditate and we think about the goodness of God. We're meditating. Philippians tell us to think on these things. The goodness. The good things. Yeah. And when we're doing this thinking on the good things and we're meditating, a calmness will come. The peace of God. Huh? It will show up. And we were able to see God. We were able to hear him. He's able to talk to us. And we can connect. Because we have allowed the peace of God. The quietness of God. I just can't say it enough about the quietness. Because we today are too busy. We are too busy. Hello. We're too busy. We need to put some of that stuff down. We got too many things going on at one time. We need to get quiet. Glory to God. We need to give God some time. And the time that he desires is for you to be quiet, for you to put your hands down. Stop clicking on this and turning on that and dialing this. Stop it. God is talking to us. He sent Jesus here for us. And the only time we spend time with him is on a Sunday. That is not what God desires for us. That is not it. That is not the way he desires for us to start our day. Looking at what time it is on the cell phone. Who texted me before 6 o'clock? Did I get a call last night? That is not, hallelujah, what God desires. Saints of God, we're starting to look like the world. Saints of God, we're starting to look like the world. Are you listening to me? It's time out. Jesus is on his way back. Don't get caught up. Don't get caught up. Don't get caught up. Learn to be quiet. Learn to have some quiet time with Jesus. Let him talk to you. He has plenty to tell you. Plenty. But all you have to do is heed. Heed to what he has to say. Glory to God. Yeah. And then he will restore you. Yeah. He will heal the body. Migraine headaches, huh? Severe pain. So many people are always in pain. When was the last time you were quiet in the presence of God? When the last time you turned everything off? If it was no more than 10 to 15, 20 minutes the most, and it was just you and God, you actually got in tune with your spirit, man. Glory to God. And God was able to talk to you through his son, Jesus. He was able to talk. And you were able to listen. Why? Because nothing was on. There was no distractions. Huh? And you were listening. And you went into a relaxation. A calmness that can supersede anything that you could ever imagine. Yes, yes, yes. God is calling us. He's calling us to this place. He's calling us to a place of quietness. He's calling us. Yeah, let us pray. We want to pray for everyone who can't relax. We want to pray for those who are fearful. Pray for those who are in a drought of doubt. They're drowning in doubt. Huh? Let us pray now against all these gifts that Satan has given out. He's given out the gifts. And we, huh, command him today to take them back. We command him to take it back because we're giving it back to him right now in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come, God, thanking you, Lord, thanking you, God, for this lesson. God, we hope that this lesson will penetrate into the hearts of man, God, that they will see the desire to have relaxation, to be quiet, to have a calmness, to engage in the Holy Spirit. Come into your presence, God. We ask you right now in Jesus' holy name. Yeah. Show us, God. Show us how to come into fellowship with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We will see you back here next Friday. And, of course, on Sunday evening with God's Favorite Ministry. It is truly a blessing to be found in the presence of God. To come in and listen and sup with him. Sup with Jesus. Amen. We'll see you back Friday. God blessings shower on you continuously. Yeah. Blessings will shower on you continuously. Yeah. And we journey this entire week and to bless our homes and to bless our children. Huh? In Jesus' holy name, amen, amen.